Hello students, I am Fred Asibe, your online SS1 mathematics teacher in Osun Secondary School, Oyibo River State, Nigeria. In today's lesson, I will be teaching on a topic called construction of triangle, a subtopic in construction. Before I proceed, I want you to look at the objective of today's lesson. Now, the objective of today's lesson is that at the end of this lesson, you should be able to define triangle, construct a triangle with a given size, construct triangle with two given angles and a side. So these are the objectives for today's lesson. Now, you will recall in the previous class, you learned about the definition of construction, that is points, lines, and also construction of perpendicular line and construction of some special angles and bisection of a given angles. These were the things we did in the previous class. So in today's lesson, we shall focus only in construction of triangle. I say we shall focus only in what? Construction of what? Triangle. But before we start, let's know what this triangle is. Let's know what the definition of triangle is. Now, triangle. A triangle is a polygon with three edges and three vertices. Or you can define it this way. It is a plane figure bounded by three straight lines. Now, the sum total of all the angles in a triangle is 180 degrees. Remember, I told you that to construct effectively, a good knowledge of the properties of geometrical shape is required. So, in triangle, or triangle is one of the basic shapes in geometry. Now let's look at number two, to construct a triangle with given size. Now how do we construct a triangle with given size? Now let's look at this example. Now you are asked to construct a triangle with size 3 cm, 6 cm and 7 cm. Let me come again with that question. Construct a triangle with size 3 cm, 6 cm and 7 cm. Solution, how do we solve this? Now, to construct a triangle with size 3 cm, 6 cm and 7 cm, the following are the steps one have to take. So the following are the steps worth taking. Now let's see the steps you have to take or the procedures you have to take to construct this triangle. Number one, draw a straight line AB, 7 cm. Have you drawn that? Yes, I know you have done that. Two, with center A and a radius of 6 cm, draw an arc. I've told you what an arc is and how to draw an arc. Swing your compass freely, as you've seen in the video. Now, step three, with center B and a radius of 3 cm, draw an arc to intersect the previous arc at C. I said again, with center B and a radius of 3 cm, draw an arc to intersect the previous arc at what? C. Now the fourth one, the triangle ABC drawn is the required triangle. Now you can see the triangle drawn there is the required triangle from the question. The question given to you, this is the required what? Triangle. So that's exactly how you can construct a triangle given the three sizes. Now let's go to the number three. To construct triangles with two given angles and a side. How do you construct a triangle when you are given two angles and one side? Now let's look at the example. Now suppose you have a question like this given to you. Construct a triangle PQR such that PQR is equal to 60 degrees and angle PQ is 45 degrees and PQ is 8 cm. Let me come again. Construct a triangle PQR such that angle PQR is equal to 60 degrees and angle RPQ is equal to 45 degrees and PQ is 8 cm. That's the side. PQ is what? 8 cm. Now, how do you solve this problem? Solution. Now, to construct angle 60 degrees in a triangle, that is angle PQR, which is equal to 60. You recall in the previous class, you learned how to construct angle 60 degrees using a pair of compass and how to construct angle 90 degrees, which is equivalent to the perpendicular line. If you want to look at that, you can still go back to your video, go through it once again. You will see how angle 60 degrees is constructed, and at the same time, the perpendicular, which is equivalent to the 90 degrees, how they are all what constructed. So go through the video once more and practice it. So that's just exactly how you can get these two 60 degrees, these two angles, which are 60 degrees and 45 degrees. So to construct the triangle PQR, the following are the steps taken. What are the steps you have to take, or the procedures? Now, number one, draw a line QP, 8 cm. Draw a line QP, which is what? 8 cm. Second step, we center Q, and in any convenient radius, draw an arc to cut the QR at X. Now we center X, and the same radius, draw an arc to cut the previous one at Y. Now draw a line from Q through Y, that's line QR. That's to construct angle 60 degrees. That's the step we've just taken now to construct angle 60 degrees. You can still go through that your video once more and see how it is done. Swing your compass and follow up the rules. You still get the same what? Results. Now, the fifth one, it means after constructing them, then at the end of the day now, if you look at it properly, you find out that you have R, angle RQP, which is 60 degrees, which is the required what? Angle 60 degrees. We've succeeded in constructing what? Angle 60 degrees. Now, the sixth step to get this 90 degrees, extend line QP. Now, with center P, draw a semicircle. Now, with center Z, draw an arc and the same radius at center W. Draw an arc to cut the previous. So you follow up the same steps. You look at the steps we took in constructing a perpendicular, which is 90, which makes 90 degrees. That's when a line makes a 90 degrees with another line, a perpendicular. That's exactly how you can get your 90. You know, a perpendicular, remember I told you, makes 90 degrees. So you can get your 90 degrees. Then the next thing you have to do now is to get 45 out of that 90 is to bisect it. Remember what bisection is all about. Go through your video. You'll see how that is done. You'll see a summary of all and how all angles can be what? Bisected. Then bisect the angle to draw or to obtain angle 45. Then draw the triangle QPR. That's how you can obtain it. I believe you must have followed the steps. I believe you must have seen how the triangle QPR is what obtained. So before I call it a day in today's topic or lesson, I believe that you must have understood the definition of triangle, the construction of triangle with a given size, and the construction of triangle with two given angles and a side. So that's where I will draw the curtain for today's what lesson. Now remember to read your notes and do your assignments sent to you in the websites. For those of you who have not been doing your assignments, just take your time, go through it once more, and then make sure you submit it. So for any question with respect to today's lesson, call me on +23480693737392 or via WhatsApp +23480693737392. I am Fred Asibe, your SS1 mathematics teacher. Until when next we meet, stay safe.